Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And as we reported last week, the EU fisheries policy is causing devastation, with the quotas regime making no sense at all to anybody in the fishing business. As we heard from Alan Stewart at Downey's Fish Processors from White Hills, the policies on quotas are just a total disaster for Scotland.
Absolutely devastating. There's no continuity of landings. If they go out, they're throwing back dead fish, which is nobody's benefit. Nobody's benefit at all.
Now, the publication of proposed reforms of the Common Fisheries policies are due out tomorrow, and Richard Lockhead is keen that the Scottish Government should influence any decisions. He says a radical overhaul is needed to guarantee a vibrant future for Scotland's fishing industry. And we'll be following that story over the coming weeks and months right here on MFR Farming. But one of the hot topics on the farming scene this summer is the creation of renewable energy on farms. Here's William Wilson from Emotion Energy to explain the first option, that is, creating electricity from the sun, or photovoltaics as it's known.
Not every farm can benefit from solar panels, but farms with south-facing roofs, and in particular farms with three-phase electricity, can really benefit. And farmers, for example, potato farmers or fresh fruit farmers or dairies, can really, really benefit from solar, because not only will they get the generation tariff, which is an index-linked tariff for another 23 and a half years, which is a subsidy supplied by the government called the feed-in tariff, they can benefit from that, but they also will use all of the electricity that the system generates. So it's win-win. It's a great thing.
So just explain to us how particularly this solar energy works. PVs, as they're called, isn't it?
Yes, the term for it is photovoltaics. And basically what it means is you make electricity from daylight. So the myth of it not working in Scotland because of, you know, we don't have enough sun, you know, per us, it actually does work quite well. And as everybody knows, it's just about pricing everything correctly to make it work for the farmer. So the solar is a good investment if you have south-facing sheds. There are other things that farmers can do as well.
And we'll be taking a look at some of those other renewable energy options tomorrow, right here on MFR Farming. That's 6:40 and 12:40.